I kind of got my comeuppance a little bit.
Lord, help God, we
pray. I was joking, Brother Fred, when I come in. I said, Brother Jim Rush got up and took 30 minutes and using Brother Fred's life for an example. And I said, boy, I ain't never heard of that. Heard of that. And, I'm glad today that we can love one another and be honest with one another and realize that in our heart and in the very secret desires of our soul, our heart and our soul, that we're His and He's ours. And that's what's important. Eternity.
Help, Father, we pray, dear God.
You don't realize how special that this call is until it comes to you. See, it's not just like your mother calling you to supper or your dad calling you. It's a call from eternity.
Lord, help him, I pray, dear God.
Time and space and matter and all that out there is doesn't hinder this call when it comes. It comes directly from the Father right down into your heart. And I'm glad that it's that way. That's why that the old-timers always use this term, it's better felt than it is told. And in Ephesians, 2nd chapter, it says that you're quickened. Means you're made alive. And I'm going to tell you that you've never been alive until you view the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Then you know that you know that you know.
Lord, help me, God.
Brother Perry, I can't do anything, and I know that. But I want to try to sing a verse of this song if I can. Lord, I don't want to do one thing on my own. Put me where you want me, Lord, where I belong. Give me the strength to do thy holy will. When I'm in the lowest valley, I could climb the high hill. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Lord, I want to do the things you want me to do. Lord, I want to stay in the center of thy will. When I'm in the lowest valley, I could climb the highest hill. This world gets more wicked every day. People's hearts are growing cold, forgotten how to pray. If I live to be 100, I'll keep holding to your hand until you come and take me on to that promised land. Need your prayer. I just really don't have, can't get air in for some reason this morning. I'm all swelled up, kind of had an asthma problem most of my life. And, but nevertheless, I know that I can't do it anyway. I understand that. And I saw men that were in their 90s that would get into this stand and they would jump and rejoice and shout praise to God, and their countenance would change. And they would look, I'd sit there and I'd say, wow. They looked like they were 14 years old. And that's the way it is. I know that people think that it lays in the abilities that men have, but I'm here to tell you that it's not. It's the grace. It says, if a man minister, let him minister according to the grace that God gives. And we see our calling, and we have to be faithful in that calling. And if he leads us, then we must follow. And like Brother John's told you, sometimes you get whipped. You know, our forefather, after the flesh, Adam, he, the Bible records just really what a good whipping he got for not obeying the Lord. And God has not changed one bit. He's not slack concerning his promises. And if you start to back up or to renege a little bit, he'll call you to record.
Yeah.
How long does it take, Brother Fred? Just about that
just
quick.
Just about that long.
Just about as long as it'd take you to have a thought.
Just as soon as you do.
Just about that quick, you could write home and say, well, I'm in trouble. That's about how long it takes. This keeps coming to my mind. I've had this on my mind, feel like the Lord put it there, and I've been looking at it, and I want to read just a little bit if I can see. And I know I'm talking, I know it's getting late, but Brother Terry gave me a Bible a while ago. My eyes are getting weak, and I can't see to read, and I was thinking night before last, I was thinking, Lord, I'm going to have to go to Lexington or somewhere and try to find a bigger print. And with all of my heart, I want to thank him and thank this church. Nothing like the Word of God when it's revealed and it's illuminated from on high. It doesn't matter if you're sitting at home or you're in church on Sunday. It's always good because our fellowship is truly with the Father and with the Son. So I want to try if I can see here how to read. I want to read a little bit. I'll be real brief. This is the first letter of John. It says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, and which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us. And that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is truly with the Father and with the Son. And these things write we unto you, that your joy might be full. Historians say that John was probably about 90-some years old when he wrote this. And most of the old-timers handed down through time, they think that this could very well be the very last book that was ever written after Revelation, a lot of people think. So we don't know that, but I know that it's probably to a poor pilgrim in this world, it's one of the most beautiful letters that's ever been written. Is that right, Brother Fred? God, today, this morning, I think about John. I've thought about him a lot of my life. I told him one time, seemed like I'd preached for years in the 17th chapter of the book of John. But John, there was something different about John than a lot of people and a lot of the disciples. He got it real quick when Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you, and by this all men shall know you're my disciples." He's probably the only one that wrote that just that way, wasn't he?
Lord, help him, God.
John today, he had a gift that was like, unlike a lot of gifts that you see today.
Lord, dear God.
It seemed like John went back. We talk about Paul and all the wonderful things he wrote, and Peter said that he wrote things hard to be understood. But John had a gift that when he wrote, he always began to look back. He'd always begin to look back toward the beginning and before the beginning of the world, and he'd look past the flood, and he'd look past Moses, and he'd look. You know, Moses was pretty important to most people in those days. Most of the people had everything they had hinged on the law that Moses gave, and they thought that was something that Moses done, you know. But it was God's law. But anyway, he'd look far back past the lawn, and he'd look past the garden even. The Bible teaches us, it said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The same was in the beginning, and he was full of grace and life. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men." And Brother Fred Ross this morning, you know, you can't look back into those things this morning without the light beginning to shine into your heart and day spring on high. And when you get there, you're able to look back along the line that Jesus took. Is that right? He's still the way today, ain't he, Brother Fred? Listen, this morning I want you to know there's a way that God had mapped out a long, long time ago, and before the world was this morning. Is this not what John's saying here? That before the world was, and before Adam, and before the garden, and before all these things in glory, there was someone already there. And I'll just have to follow my mind, Brother Terry, and there was somebody there, and in his eternal mind, he always knew that these things were going to come about. But John wrote about him, didn't he? Listen this morning. And John, as he wrote, there's two things that stands out in my mind. He didn't talk about rules. He didn't talk about the ministry. He didn't talk about you need to do this and you need to do that. He wasn't concerned with any of those things, but he wanted you to understand something that's only in the Ancient of Days today and in the Word of God, and that is God wants you to have the very best that heaven has to offer. You know, before things were come along like they have, Brother Fred, down through time, there was the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And what did they have, Sister Beulah? They had love love in eternity.
Yes.
And they had fellowship there in glory before the world was. And listen today, that's the good news, and that Jesus came to repair. He said, no man's seen the Father at any time, but I've declared him unto you. Listen, no one's ever seen God. Brother Terry, I've not seen him with these natural eyes, but I've beheld him in his glory. Oh, and Jesus, in those days, they didn't see God. But I want you to understand that Jesus declared his glory. Listen, he was in him, the Bible says, restoring, reconciling the world unto himself. Listen this morning. Where's your fellowship at? Is it laid up here in this world? I might as well say it. Is it in the old regular Baptist? Though we have fellowship one with another. My fellowship is in the Father and in the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm glad today that it's grace, grace, grace. I'm glad that Jesus came into this world. And the Bible says that the grace of God was upon him. No other man can you read about like this. Oh, nobody could say, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Brother Terry, I'll try to get this and get out of the way. One of the brothers mentioned that we slipped from the mark a little bit. Every once in a while, and you've heard it all your life, oh, that sin is missing the mark. In other words, it's listening to those voices and getting drawn away after your own lust, and sinning and dying. And oh, if it's possible that a young man or young woman could miss the mark, then it must be possible that they could hit the mark too, yeah, Brother Fred. Listen today. I don't reckon I've ever had this cross my mind just this way. But from the beginning, it seems to me like John had his eye focused on the mark. From the God of heaven and earth, that gave his Son into this world that we could have life. And here's the good thing, by abiding in him, because he lives, we live. By abiding in him, he hits the mark every time. Whose glory did Jesus come to see, Brother Anna? Oh, he said, not my will be done, but thy will be done, Father. And listen, the love that he had for the Father, I think, is the key. Oh, it says, he that's born of God is born. Love.
That's right.
Listen, listen to me, young man. I remember when I was just a young boy and God called me for the first time. And I remember the fire that come down all around me. And he said, son, all I want you to do is love me. And I'll never forget this. Just as real as you went out there and drove stakes. I said, Lord, I want to, but I want to do these things. And brethren, he really appeared to me. And just as I took my first step on my own endeavor, oh, the glory and the power begin to fade away, and I become ashamed and miserable and wretched and poor. And listen, today when I was about 22 years old, I thought I'd went too far. Oh, and here he come again in power and in glory. And brethren, it broke my heart. Yes. The first reaction I had was my heart broke. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon me, sinner, in your sight. And I'll never forget this. I got up from where I was at and started home. And this love and mercy, I could see it before me. Everywhere I looked, they was the offer of mercy. You know, Brother John's so merciful and kind to every one of us, and Brother Junior is, and how precious that is to us. Whoa! But when the God of all glory, by his marvelous grace, reaches down to you and lets you understand how merciful he is. And no tongue's ever been able to tell that. That's why it's so important this morning that you get a good look like John did. Let him lead you this morning. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly, and you shall find rest.
For what?
Unto your soul. If you want to answer that call, believe. Let me say this. Bible says that, I say this, it comes to my mind a lot here lately. Bible says that Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Okay? That same word in that language, in the old Hebrew language, see, it just, it was a whole vision. One letter or one word is a whole vision in Hebrew. Is that right, Brother Fred?
It means a lot.
It is. It's not just like an abbreviated form of English that we have. It's a vision. It's an illumination. Oh, Lord, I just seen Adam have to lay his gift on the altar. It don't matter what kind of ability you got today. If you got a good mind or whatever it might be, a good intellect or whatever it is, you got to lay it on the altar. You got to let it die in hopes that you can live and move in resurrected power to the glory and to the honor of Almighty God. Is that what Jesus done,
right,
Brother Terry?
Yes, he did. Laid it on.
You tell me somebody in this world that could bear the sins of the whole world.
Nobody.
You can tell me someone, if you know someone, that the world itself couldn't contain the books that would be written about them and what they done.
Only one.
I don't know anyone.
There is no one.
There's just the one today.
This one.
His name is higher than every name that's named.
Right.
He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end, first and the last.
Yep.
He which was dead and behold a lamb.
How long?
Forevermore. Never.
I want you to know that from eternity to eternity is what God's children get down in their heart when they get born again.
Yeah.
Boys, if that ain't a sure lock, I don't know what ain't.
Awesome.
What is.
That is
a lock. It's eternal life. You know, everybody, mostly in this world, is betting everything they got that they'll get to squeak through. Or that in Vegas they might win a big bunch of money, Brother Paul. Or they might get a new car, or hit the lottery, or whatever it might be. But I met a man that put a sure lock on this thing.
There you go, brother.
And he said, I have the key of death and hell. I open and no man shuts. I shut and no man opens. Let me say this, and I'll try to quit.
All right, Brother Hurley.
You know, to be saved by the grace of God is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the Bible says we're saved. We're kept by the power of God.
Yeah.
Brother Fred just looked at this young man back here, and that popped in my mind. Says we're kept by the power of God. That's nothing but superimposed, powerful grace in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what I want my children to get a hold of. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said, come and taste of me and see that I'm good. Take my yoke upon you. He had the yoke of heaven around him, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly, and you shall find rest. What a good way it is today. Brother Ronnie, I enjoyed listening to you preach today so much. I leaned over to Brother Terry, and I said, boy, I sure like to hear that. Listen today, if you don't have eyes to see with, you need your eyes anointed. Get your desires, your eyes turned toward heaven. If you're questioning things in this world, do like, and no doubt John was a man just like we are. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah.
He got down and out like me and you. One time he prayed, Lord, do you want us to pray that fire come down out of heaven and consume him? He said, no, no.
You don't know what to do.
Listen, he was just a man like we was. But if you have anything you want to know about, you go ask the Alpha and the Omega, the one that was there before worlds was. The one that laid this plan of salvation out. Now you think they ain't something to shout about in heaven? Jesus said, there's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repents than the 99.
Wow.
Now, when him and the Father and the Holy Spirit was all that was there, he knew that he was going to come to this world. Did he not, Brother Ronnie?
Yes, knew all things, brother.
Now he's already came into this world. Abraham, it says here in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, I believe it is, it's talking about all these people of faith, and it says they saw his day and rejoiced.
They
rejoiced.
Did they? Yeah, I saw
it. All right. Now Jesus has came. And he said there's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repents. All of heaven knows that he came here into this world. The angels do.
Sure they know it.
And when one gives all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, there's a shout that goes up in glory to the glory of the Father, giving praise to the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. Oh, Lord. If you're here and you stand in need of a better way,
he's the way.
He's the way.
He's the way.
How long's he been the way, Brother Terry? Forever and ever.
Always.
always, he's always been the way. Just the one way. Just one. Anyway, Abraham, when God quickened him, like it says here in Ephesians, and God did, he called him, he quickened him. Abraham looked afar off, was never the same anymore.
That's right.
Seeking after a city whose builder and maker was God.
He looked for that.
Now, if he comes to you, and he calls to you, you're like Brother John. You won't have to ask nobody.
That's right. I like that.
All that Abraham done was when God opened this up, and deep down in his heart, when he believed, he said amen to what God had done in his life. He answered the call, and he believed. That word, I started to say it a while ago, it means amen. Mm-hmm. Don't it, Brother Fred?
Yeah, that's what it means.
He looked, oh Lord, in this life and in fellowship with God. Abraham looked afar off for a city whose builder and maker is God, that had foundations. And the book says that Jesus said that he saw my day and he rejoiced. Now I want to ask you this. If you've been born again, you have the Holy Spirit, right?
You sure do. You can't get born again without the Spirit.
Has he ever told you to get up and get about your Father's business?
Anytime.
Yes, sir.
Anytime.
That's the Spirit telling you.
Or does he say, pick up this doctrine and hammer this brother over the head with it, or this sister? You know, of all the wonderful things that John could have wrote about, that all the other apostles wrote about government and so many, many things,
John wrote about love.
He seemed to write about love and fellowship.
Love.
And he told you to love one another and be humble and be forgiving and be kind, because in the humility, I believe this. You don't hear this word much anymore. We're too wrapped up in our traditions.
Right.
And trying to get her job done,
which
it ain't our job to start with.
Start with, that's right.
But humility is that good ground that the seed sower sowed his seed into, that brought forth fruit, some 100, some 30, and some 60.
Yep.
Humility is the good ground that the word is sown into, and it brings forth fruit of the Spirit. Is that right or wrong?
Right.
I'm not interested today in anything other than the work of the Spirit of God. I don't want, this is a big statement for such a weak boy, but I don't want involved in any of these idle, foolish things that's going on.
I don't either.
I'm telling you today that there's a better way than the way you're going if you're still in sin, or if you're tossed and to and fro and unstable and double-minded. There's a better way than that, Brother Terry. Are there not?
Ain't but one way. Jesus, brother.
The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. I'm glad that he knows my heart this morning. I'm like you, Brother John. I'm glad that he come down and made me over new. I'm glad he gave me the Spirit, not just some emotional thing that's going on in the world today, whatever the latest trend might be, but he gave me the Spirit of his Son. Where I can cry when I can't explain the chastenings, when I can cry. Sometimes all I can get out, Brother Fred, is Father.
Moaning.
Just crying, Father, or Abba, Father. Yeah. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who's able to save me from the body of this death? There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life has made me free from the law of sin and death. Oh, Brother Ronnie, how pretty your fellowship looks to me today. Everywhere I look today, I can see life.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want life, go to Jesus. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Your life, let me say this, just as Jesus by His life declared the glory of the Father, He left us to do the same thing.
Absolutely.
Did He not, brother?
Absolutely.
I'm not interested in being a great entertainer today or being something lifted up high and haughty. I know that in this poor heart that humility is the good ground. Oh, yes, everything I've got, the best I know how. All of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind and all of my strength. Boy, I feel good here today. Everything I've got. I woke up this morning at 4:00. Going to Ohio, to Brother Gary's. This morning was my intention and got you on my mind. And I just got on up out of the bed and just stopped everything else. Oh, I want people to understand that this is a real church. Don't. I know the brother might jump on me for this.
No, we won't jump on.
But don't you get yourself wrapped up in these association things and this church over here and this church over there. You know why it's important that you don't do that? You want to maintain your fellowship with the Father and with the Son. And Jesus told that woman at the well, He said, the time will come.
Yeah.
You won't worship here in Jerusalem.
But
all true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth. No wonder His name is called Wonderful.
Counselor.
Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father. He's everything. And one of the writers called Him all in all, didn't he?
All in all.
Don't you sing that sometimes, all in all? Boy, I'm glad that's just the way it is.
He's all in all.
And He does want us to be ourselves. We're free. You shall hear the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And if the Son, it says in one place, if He sets you free,
indeed.
You're free how, Brother Ronnie?
Indeed.
Man, I ought to shout that from the top of this building here. You're free indeed. No more condemnation. Just don't get caught up in traditions and seductions and gainsayings and pour your heart out to God. And I'll tell you what, you don't have to go through everything that Hurley Short went through.
I
was foolish.
Yep.
When I come in the church, I thought everybody back in those days felt just like I did. But boy, Brother Terry, it didn't take me long.
Was I fooled?
Every time I'd get up, they'd do just like that. They'd kick every prop I had under me at. But after a while, it started doing me some good. Every time I'd get bruised up and banged up, I had a healer. Had somebody that could lay his hand on me and heal me and lift me back up again and say, press on to the mark for the prize. Look to the author and the finisher of your faith. That's always, folks, it's always been God. It's always been God. Is that right? Before this world was, He's talking here, and I believe He said that something about your faith. It's always been God. If Adam, I want to say this. Our young people today think that nobody don't care about them. That we're too busy. And I'm glad to see this church is not. But this thought keeps coming across my mind. If Adam had been the only man if he was the only man on this earth, and he was, and Eve was the only woman, God saw they needed a Savior, and he would have still sent his son if it had only been that man and that woman. Is that right?
That's
how much God loves you. Don't you ever get it in your mind that you don't matter. There was one man and one woman on this earth, and God himself came down and he clothed them and blessed them. And sent them out. Told them to be fruitful and multiply. You can have a good life. This girl's getting married here. She can have a good life. I'm like Brother Gary Compton for about the, I can't count as good as he can, about 28 years, I guess. We got a new lease on life, me and my wife and our children. And you can have a good life and an enjoyable life, can't you?
Amen.